Well, I'm reading today from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 43 in the scriptures, in the Bible, and I'm going to read some verses from that wonderful chapter. And we're reading from chapter 43, verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. And I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears, and let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. And then in verse 19 of that great chapter, we read these words, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Isaiah chapter 43 is a wonderful overview of God's dealings with his people in their history. It's also a pledge of what he would be to them in their future. And I've thought of entitling this little message, The Then and Now of Divine Power, or The Power of God, Then and Now. And the key text in the chapter here is this one that I've just read, and it indicates that whilst their history is important, it must not be their sole interest. The entire section of chapter 43, verse 14, to chapter 44, verse 5, is a detailed promise demonstrating God's unique saviorhood, his creatorship, and his sovereignty. And the Lord is sovereign today, isn't he? His sovereignty is absolute. His knowledge is infinite. His saviorhood is unique. That's when we read verse 11, we read these words, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. And he says, yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall hinder it? And isn't it wonderful in these days of world crises that we have a sovereign Lord? He's on the throne. And praise God today, he's the sovereign of our lives as well. If we have committed everything in our lives into his guidance and into his hands and into his care. And I don't know what circumstances you may be going through at this time in your life. But remember this, God is still on the throne and he will remember his own. Though problems may press us and troubles distress us, he never will leave us alone, for God is still on the throne. And praise God, this period in your life, he's keeping you and he's looking after you and he's understanding everything that you're coming through. How that played out in the history of the nation of Israel is recorded for us in the Bible, in the Word of God. and in this section of Isaiah's prophecy in particular, he challenges the gods of Egypt and Assyria and Babylon. He challenges those empires and those mighty powers of that day with all their might, and they were not a match for the Jehovah of Israel. They were not a match for the mighty God of the nation of Israel, because he reigns. Our God reigns, and thank God he does. And what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. The wonderful privilege that was afforded these people were that they were to be his witnesses. I was reading to you there in verse 10 of Isaiah 43, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord." And you may recall that when Jesus was speaking to his disciples 700 years later, he said to them the power of the Holy Spirit would come on them and they would be his witnesses, not just in Jerusalem, but in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And isn't it tremendous in these days of the 21st century to be afforded this opportunity through the World Wide Web, to be afforded this opportunity through internet medium to reach the whole wide world? And for you to be able to listen to me this afternoon is just amazing to me. And I trust that it is not just amazing to you, but it is also amazing grace and God ministering into your life through that. And he says to these people, I want you to be witnesses, not just to what you have seen, but also in what you will tell. And it's good to be a witness when you see what happens, but a witness is also someone who tells out the message. But God had said to these people in that text, behold, I will do a new thing. Yet in verse 18, he says, remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Sometimes in our lives, there come changes and there come transitions in life that propel us forward. And in the purpose of God, when such a thing happens in our lives, it's not inferior. In fact, it's superior to anything that has been before, because God is the God of new things. I know that when we read about Solomon and we read in the book of Ecclesiastes, he says there's nothing new under the sun. But we're not talking about things under the sun here, the earthly sun, the material body that we see in the sky. We're talking about things that are beyond the sun, above the sun. And who is above the created sun and sunlight? The God of eternity, whose eternal sun is forever shining and forever living. And above the sun of our world and our universe, there is the eternal God of eternity, and everything with him is always fresh, always new. And I'm glad that this new ministry that we have opened up just now, and it's just in its baby stage, has got the potential to touch many, many lives on a far grander scale than anything that we have done in the past. Yes, God says, I'm not finished yet. Don't settle and dwell on the past. And that's my perspective this day, not to dwell on the past, not to settle for the past, because God is not a robot. He's not programmed to perform the same activities over and over again. God is the God of freshness. God is the God of new things. And even today, he may be wanting to do something new in your life and in the podcasts that we're going to have in the future and the little messages in the future days or weeks now. I want to deal with new things in the purpose of God for your life. He goes further than saying, I'm not finished yet. He says, I'm not finished yet with you. And God is not finished yet in his great purpose for the world. But more particularly, God is not finished yet with you, whoever you may be. He says, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. That's God's desire for you even this day in your life, that He has formed you for Himself, that He's going to use you to show forth His praise. It is, in fact, as if one is saying in another book to Esther, the young queen, the young Jewish queen in the palace at Shushan in the Iraq-Iran border in those days long ago, who knows but you are come into the kingdom for such a time as this. Oh, such a time as this. Think about those words. God has a purpose for your life. And perhaps you have observed some New Testament parallels in the context and content of these words from Isaiah 43. It has well been said that the New Testament is in the old concealed, and the Old Testament is in the new revealed. The promises right here in Isaiah 43 find their fullest expression in the advent of Jesus Christ. Because if ever there was a new thing, it was His coming. Nothing like that had ever arrived in the world before Him. No one like Him had ever been birthed into our world. He was unique. He was the virgin-born, sinless Son of God. His life, His message, His redemptive work, His outpoured spirit on the day of Pentecost. In fact, the astonished people said, "What meaneth this? These people are full of new wine, something new." God was working in a fresh, unprecedented way. And through this medium today, and in the media that we are going to be using in days to come, we're trusting that God is going to show forth His glory in the freshness of His power, in the beauties of a new morning, as fresh dew upon the grass. And the Lord is saying to you today, you will be My witnesses, and you will carry My message wherever you go. The important thing in your life is that you are a consistent witness. And if you're going to be an effective witness for Him, then you need to be consistent in your life and in your testimony, not just what you are on a Sunday when you're amongst the believers, but what you are on Monday right through to Saturday in a workaday world. Well, there's a little message for you this day. And the next little message that I'm going to put on for you on this program is based on the continuation of this thought and the promise that God made to these people that I want to look with you at in the next little podcast.